Good day, everyone, from me, Andre Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. In what was described as a pivotal moment for Christian education in South Africa, the newly formed Federation of Christian Universities and Colleges was launched during a virtual meeting on Wednesday. Representatives of Christian education and training institutions who joined the meeting were urged to rally around the vision of the platform to unite the church in reclaiming its influence in developing godly leaders in society. In an interview, Professor Mpho Mosweu, National Chairperson of the Federation, said that churches have been responding to the need of many South Africans for affordable tertiary education and training. And as a result, church-sponsored Bible schools, colleges, and universities have been mushrooming, especially in previously disadvantaged areas. But while many of the courses offered are on a par with national standards and are even accredited by international higher education institutions, they are not recognized or accredited locally. The Federation aims to engage with government in a process which will see these courses becoming an integral part of the skills development of South Africa. Professor Mosweu said that during meetings with academics before lockdown about unity in the church and its impact in society, God began to open his eyes to see that Christian education is the cornerstone for re-establishing education, training, and skills development that will take the Christian church to the sharper end of real community issues and make an impact as God originally planned. The Federation's longer-term vision is to promote the growth of institutions that are grounded in Christian values and which offer a broad range of courses to equip believers to excel and lead in all sectors of society. Other news headlines this week include: Watch, joyful praise shifts atmosphere at Western Cape hospitals. Elderly couple beat COVID-19 with prayer despite underlying illnesses. SA is the tipping point for revival in the continent. Seattle worshippers not deterred by knife-wielding protesters, says Sean Foyt. And God promised, his prophets spoke, his word is being fulfilled. You can read all these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za. Or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again in next week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa.